You're back with First Name Sports on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Live from the Sports Map Radio Studios, here's Greg Frank.
Let's go out to the Progressive guest line as we continue to discuss Game 5 between the New York Knicks and the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight on Lake Erie as the Knicks try and punch their ticket to the Eastern Conference semifinals. For the first time in a decade, we bring on Steve Popper from Newsday to discuss the Knicks and what has happened so far in this series and how it might conclude. Steve, thank you for your time. How are you doing?
Sure. Good, good. Just trying to stay warm here in Cleveland.
How cold is it? I'm a Northeast guy. I grew up in South Jersey. I got family in Avon, which is a Cleveland suburb. How are things on Lake Erie today?
I'm a Central Jersey guy, and it feels like Costa Rica compared to this. A couple of us tried to do a baseball game last night, lasted about three innings, and just glad that the Knicks and Cavs are indoors. It's about a high of 40 here, low in the 30s, but just doesn't feel like spring here.
Well, Steve, I have to back up. I regret to inform you that I am a denier of the existence of Central Jersey. So I'm a firm North and South guy. It's called pork roll. Excuse me, I almost said Taylor Ham. What do you call it?
we go pork roll, but it's, I'm a Freehold guy, and it is dead center.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Well, let's get to what we had you on to do, and that's obviously talk about this New York Knicks basketball team. And you know, I kind of chuckle a little bit at it because, obviously as a South Jersey guy, I grew up a Sixers fan, and I see the Garden going crazy and all the celebrities, and, you know, I'm thinking, well, all of this to get out of the first round, but I do understand it's obviously been a very dysfunctional franchise for most of my lifetime. I'm 28. What has it meant to the area, North Jersey, the New York Metro, to just have the Knicks obviously on the precipice of winning a playoff series?
Well, I think we saw what it means to New York when at least the Eagles, they wait until they win a Super Bowl to have to grease down the poles down there to keep people from climbing them. In New York, they were climbing the poles. They were blocking traffic after the Game 3 win. So it's kind of crazy here. I think this is a team that, 2 years ago, the Knicks were the 4 seed. They made the playoffs. But I don't think anybody believed in that team. And with good reason. They were exposed pretty quickly in the postseason. This is sort of a team that I think is the sort that New York likes. They're sort of a throwback. They play defense. They play hard. They're a hard-nosed group. Jalen Brunson is, if you look at him on paper, he's definitely not a prospect. He's a guy who was a second-round pick. Dallas didn't give him the money they really should have. He lands here and suddenly he's a star. Josh Hart, on his fourth team in 6 seasons, is sort of an afterthought. They acquire him at the trade deadline, and he's been one of the key players here. They've kind of been that just hardworking group that warms the hearts of New Yorkers, who can finally chant defense again and not have it be sarcastic.
You mentioned that kind of defensive attitude that the Knicks have. I feel like in a lot of ways, that's what made Tom Thibodeau such a perfect fit with the Knicks, because you look at everywhere he's been in his coaching career, defense always a hallmark of Tibbs teams, right?
Absolutely. And the funny thing is, this year they really increased the pace of play. They've actually been a higher-ranked offensive team than defensive this year. But I think you see here in the postseason where they have, a chance to prepare and play the same team every game, they've really turned to defense. They've held the Cavs under 100 three times, including, the 79-point game in Game 3 that's the lowest anyone has scored in the NBA this season, in a year that's kind of crazy scoring. So they've really kind of gone old school, basically, hard-nosed, tough defensive mindset, and it's worked so far. I approach this Game 5, and one part of me is like, Cleveland really hasn't played well. They're due to have a night. But then I think, the Knicks really haven't gotten a lot out of Julius Randle. They haven't gotten, Emmanuel quickly having one of his, explosive six-man nights. So, they have a level to go up to here. So I think I kind of go in this one really not knowing what to expect. I just think, whoever throws the first punch tonight is probably going to be the one who wins this one. If the Knicks don't go out, Julius has one of his 18-point first quarters, they can end this quickly. And it's just the same way, if Donovan Mitchell, puts an imprint on it early, maybe the Knicks think, let's go back to New York and and set off one more celebration in the streets there.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a good point about Julius Randle, and I feel like there is a Donovan Mitchell game coming at some point in this series, and you know, if it were to come tonight with their backs against the wall for Cleveland, it wouldn't surprise me. Do you get the sense, though, that Cleveland is still confident here? I mean, because it's one thing to be down 3-1 and, you know, with the mindset of we can still do this, we got game 5 and game 7 on our floor, but it's another to really have your spirits broken. Have the Knicks gotten that deep into the Cavs' souls?
Boy, it sure feels like it. You know, they say all the right things in the interviews, but then you see them on the court, and it looks like, you know, when the Knicks put the hammer to them, they've kind of backed off. They, you know, they've been, you know, I think, you know, you don't want to say it and they don't want to say it, you know, but they've been soft inside. And the Knicks have realized after game two that, you know, R.J. Barrett, Jalen Brunson are doing what they do during the season. They're attacking those shot blockers that were supposed to be a big force, going right at them. And they've seen that they can do it. They can get in there and score at the rim on these guys. And once they start doing that, it opens up other things for other guys. I just think Cleveland has got to show a toughness that they haven't shown yet. Basically, Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell look like the toughest guys on the team, and that's no way to operate. You know, the Knicks know how dangerous Donovan Mitchell is, and obviously by the summer they showed how much they wanted him.
Yeah.
But what they've done is they've tried to take the ball out of his hands and let somebody else beat him. They're leaving, you know, Isaac Okoro, Chetty Osman, you know, they're leaving these guys wide open, Caris LeVert, and basically daring them to beat him on, you know, them be the shooters. And it hasn't worked yet. Game two, LeVert and Darius Garland had big games. But, you know, on the road, those guys didn't, under the pressure, they all kind of wilted. We'll see back in Cleveland tonight if they can change that, because the Knicks, I think, are going to not change that strategy. They're going to keep trying to let somebody other than Donovan Mitchell beat them.
Well, from the gist of what you've been saying here the last few minutes as we're talking with Steve Popper, covers the Knicks for Newsday, you seem pretty confident that whether it's tonight or on Friday that the Knicks win this series.
You know, look, I thought it was a toss-up coming in, and I have a lot of respect for Cleveland. But what they've shown, sort of a not-there-yet team in these first four games, it's hard to see them, you know, mustering, you know, everything it takes to win three straight playoff games. You know, the Knicks are a good road team too, so I don't even discount the possibility of the Knicks winning in Cleveland. That they have two of three here. It's just, you know, the Knicks, the way they play, you know, they're going to come hard at you every night. And if you don't come hard every night right from the start, you're not going to beat this team. And that's not just Cleveland. I think, you know, they've shown this year that they can beat very good teams if those teams don't play with the intensity that they do. Now, the Knicks are not the most talented team, so if you do come with that intensity, you can beat them. But I just have a hard time seeing this Cleveland team beating them three straight games here.
Well, I guess we'll get you out on this then. How serious of a run could we be looking at for the Knicks? Because obviously, I'm sure Knicks fans, while they might be partying in the streets of Times Square like we're dropping the ball on New Year's Eve already, you can look ahead to the next round and see a possible series with Miami. And we talk about defense. It might be first to 85 in those games. If Miami can close out Milwaukee, could we possibly be looking at the Knicks in the conference finals?
Boy, you know, it's hard to imagine and think ahead to that, but, you know, that is one team with Hero out and Oladipo gone. You know, they're a shorthanded team. You know, the Knicks obviously had a better season than, you know, coming into this. They go in as the home court. They go in as the favorite. It's not something I think anyone expected. I don't think anyone expected the beginning of the season, you know, this to be better than a 500 team. But, you know, I tried to ask tactfully R.J. Barrett today about that, like closing out. And, you know, you see the injuries that happen around the league. And he's like, don't mention injuries. So please don't, you know, don't jinx us. But I think they want to get this done. That would give them a couple days rest. And they'll be rooting as hard as anyone for the Miami Heat, I think, because, you know, in Milwaukee, no matter what's happened here in this series, there's still a class organization talent-wise, And the Knicks know, you know, Giannis, Jrue Holiday, Middleton, these are, this is a deep team that's hard to beat. So I think they definitely could picture a Miami series being something that they would feel much more confident going into.
There he is, Steve Popper, covers the Knicks for Newsday. Kind enough to join us on the Progressive Guest Line. Knicks and Cavs, Game 5 tonight in Cleveland as the Cavs look to stave off elimination while the Knicks look to join the Sixers in the second round in the Eastern Conference. Steve, thank you for your time. Enjoy the game.
Anytime. I'm happy that, you know, if it ends tonight, I get a couple days of relaxation back in Central Jersey.
Well, hey, I mean, with the Devils Rangers, I don't know how calm things are going to be back there.
We'll see.
Thanks, Steve.
Anytime.